The Fourth Order by Stephen Fry, narrated by Holter Graham.
Prologue, 2002. Michael Rose approached the security checkpoint inside Dulles Airport. 6 months ago, he'd been promoted to Chief Financial Officer of Trafalgar Industries, a publicly traded conglomerate based in Northern Virginia, and he was headed to London for a week of meetings with the company's European executive team. It was his second trip to London since being promoted. This time, he was bringing Sheila, his wife. She was going to shop and relax, live the good life while he worked. He sighed. At least the line at the checkpoint wasn't too long. "This is ridiculous," Sheila muttered, removing her belt and bracelets, placing them in a gray plastic tub beside her purse. "Do I really look like a terrorist?"
"Shoes too, ma'am."
Sheila glared at the TSA agent behind the table.
"Shoes?"
"People can hide things in the soles," Rose explained, slipping off his black loafers. The World Trade Center towers had tumbled down a year ago, but Sheila hadn't been on a plane since then. She hadn't experienced the new security procedures. "Just do it, honey."
"I don't want to do it."
Rose grinned. Without her heels, Sheila was barely 5 feet tall, and he knew she had a complex about her height. That was the real problem here. Sometimes, she even wore heels around the house.
"Come on."
"You think it's funny that I'm short," she snapped, pulling the heels off and dropping them in the container. "Gives you a big laugh, doesn't it?" Rose's smile faded. Lately, this was typical. He was hoping the trip would help.